श्रोताबृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा विज्ञान तथा प्रविधि मन्त्रालय शिक्षा तथा मानव स्रोत विकास केन्द्रबाट सञ्चालित शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रममा हार्दिक स्वागत गर्दछौ। डियर स्टुडेन्ट्स, टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिङ द रिडिङ टेक्स्ट टाइटल्ड प्रताप मल्ल अन्डर द थिम हिस्ट्री एन्ड कल्चर गिभन इन युनिट 9 अफ ग्रेड 10 कम्पलसरी इङ्ग्लिस टेक्स्ट बुक। स्टुडेन्ट्स, be ready with essential learning materials and take notes while listening to the audio lesson. Are you ready, students?
Namaste, sir.
Namaste, my dear students. How are you?
We are fine. Thank you, sir.
Great. Dear students, today we are going to start the first lesson from Unit 9. Please open your book and find the unit and see the pictures of different cultural and historical significance.
Sir, I have opened the page. These pictures are temple, darbar, Ganesh Kumari and a cultural dance.
Yes, that's the lesson we are doing today. Let's talk about the pictures. Which temple is this?
Sir, the temple is Muktinath Temple, located in Mustang at an altitude of 3,710 meters.
It is one of the most important pilgrimage sites of Nepal for the Hindus.
Not only for the Hindus, but for both Buddhists and Hindus. It is a great example to our world of sacred place, shared in harmony by devotees of two world religions. What about the second picture?
The next picture is the Gorkha Darbar. It is located in the Gorkha district of Nepal. It was built in the 16th century by Ram Saha.
And the last one is Ganesh Kumari. Living Ganesh.
Yes, Kumari is a young girl worshipped in Nepal as the embodiment of a Hindu goddess.
Good job, everyone. Now, let's begin our reading lesson with some questions from the given pictures on the reading. Who is the man in this statue?
Oh, I have seen this statue somewhere. Is he the king of Nepal?
Yes, he is a Malla king. Does anyone know his name?
I think he is Pratap Malla.
Yes, right. What do you know about him?
Rani Pokhari was made by Pratap Malla to console his queen.
Of course. He had built many temples and constructed beautiful architectural structures around Kathmandu. Well, now let's talk about today's text about him. This text is about his stories of what he did as a king of Kantipur. There is information about his administration, his personality, his constructions and renovations, his interest in art and literature, and about his family. We'll talk about this information later separately. Now, let's talk about the new world in the text. Can you see the colored words?
Yes, sir.
These are some new words to you that may be difficult to understand. So let's try to find out their meanings from the text. Here, the first word is regent. Can you read the sentence having the word?
May I read it, sir?
Yes, please.
When his father Lakshmi Narasingh's madness grew worse, he imprisoned his father and he himself ruled as a regent of his father in Kantipur.
Yes. He ruled himself as a regent of his father, is the sentence. Here, as a regent of his father means a person who governs a kingdom in the minority, absence, or disability of the sovereign. When a king is disabled or absent, his son or descendants can hold the power to rule. The person is called a regent, which is the next word, sangye.
The next word is reign. The sentence is, Kantipur was highly developed during his reign. Does this mean during his rule? I think reign means a ruling.
You're right, Sangye Dolma.
What does a ruling mean, sir?
It is a control of or domination over an area or people like a king or queen Dutch.
Oh, I got it, sir.
The next word, aligned, means joined with another party.
Can you explain it more, sir?
Yes. It says he aligned with Lalitpur and fell upon Bhaktapur. It means he gave support to Lalitpur and attacked Bhaktapur. So, aligned means joined with another force or gave support to another party.
In the third paragraph, the word renovated is easier. It means renewed or reformed. Isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's good. He renovated the temple of Pasupatinath. It means he did not build it but repaired or improved the damaged parts.
Another word is pinnacle. The sentence is, he raised the pinnacle over Pasupatinath. Does it mean a top, a peak or a crest-like thing?
Nice. It is the top or crest of a temple. Haven't you heard about the Gajur in Nepali?
Why not, sir? We see Gajur in almost every temple in Nepal.
Great. That is called pinnacle in English. Now, the next word is warding off. The sentence says, with a view of warding off evils, he erected an image of Hanuman. What does warding off evils mean in this sentence?
May I try, sir? I think the word warding off means stopping something from harming one.
Good job. The word warding off means preventing, stopping harmful things. What about the meaning of the word replica, Nayana?
Let me see the sentence first. Okay, it talks about an image of Narayana, exact replica from Buddha Nilakantha temple. Well, exact replica. Is it a copy or imitation of something?
Great. A replica is an exact copy or model of something, especially one on a smaller scale. The next word is vastly learned. You may know this word well. It means, as it says, vastly learned. A vastly learned person is the person who learned and studied about many things.
I knew this one. What about the meaning of conferred in the sentence? He conferred on himself the title of Kavindra, a king of poets.
Oh, yes. He said himself to be the Kavindra, which means a king of poets. Here, he conferred himself means honored the title, gave a title to himself.
Another word is patronized. He respected and patronized the scholars of his time. It means he supported them.
Exactly. Now, what does the word held mean? The sentence of Lambakarna Bhatta held from Maharashtra.
I think it means to came down somewhere.
You're right. The last word invade is in the sentence, or the neighboring kingdom did not dare to invade Kantipur.
It's definitely getting into another territory, country forcefully. Isn't it, sir?
Yes, very good. Invading a place means taking over the place with power. Now we have the main activity of today's lesson. We are going to read the text to get some information from the text. Are you ready, students?
Yes, sir. We are ready.
I want to read the first paragraph.
And I want to read the second paragraph.
Don't worry. I will make you read. First, let's talk about the first paragraph. Can you quickly go through the first paragraph? Have you finished? What does it talk about?
It's about Pratap Malla coming into rule. Am I right, sir?
You're right, Roshan. Now, let's read it aloud and see all the details. Who wants to read first?
May I read, sir?
Okay, sure. You have a start.
Pratap Malla was one of the most famous kings of Malla dynasty. He constructed some magnificent and beautiful architectural structures around Kathmandu. The way he came to the throne is very interesting and controversial at the same time. He had the experience of administration even when his father was alive. When his father, Lakshmi Narasingh's madness grew worse, he imprisoned his father and he himself ruled as a regent of his father in Kantipur.
Good job. Now tell me, what information did you get here?
He was a famous king. He constructed beautiful structures in Kathmandu.
And he put his father in jail.
Why did he put him in jail?
Because his father was mad and could not run the government. To become the king, he put his father into jail.
Okay. That is good information. Now, we'll read the next paragraph and talk about it in the same way. Sangi, could you please read the second paragraph?
Okay, sure, sir. He was an able administrator. Kantipur was highly developed during his reign. Trade with Lhasa, Tibet was also going on well. By his tact, he was making the kings of Lalitpur and Bhaktapur play against each other. Sometimes he sided with Bhaktapur and posed a threat to Lalitpur. On other occasions, he aligned with Lalitpur and fell upon Bhaktapur.
Yeah, this paragraph talks about how clever he was. Can you tell me, Nayana, how clever he was?
He was good at trade with other countries.
And he could make other kings of Lalitpur and Bhaktapur fight each other.
Good job. The third paragraph is a bit longer, so let's do a question-answer activity. Here, you'll read the text silently and ask questions about the information. Then we can ask each other.
Okay, good idea, sir.
Then I'll give you some time to read the text silently. Let's start. I think you have finished by now. Sangi, you ask the question first.
What kind of person was he?
Pratap Malla was a religious-minded person.
What did he do at Guheswari?
He built a beautiful temple at Guheswari and fenced it.
Which temples did he renovate?
He renovated the temple of Pashupatinath and raised a pinnacle over it. He also renovated the temples of Basuki Bhimsen, Taleju and Degutale.
What did he build at Swayambhu?
At Swayambhu, he built Pratappur, Kabindrapur and many other temples and also set up a copper gilt Vajra.
Why did he erect an image of Hanuman?
With a view to warding off evils, he erected an image of Hanuman, the monkey god, by the side of his palace gate and called the palace Hanuman Dhoka.
What was built at the gate of Hanuman Dhoka Palace?
He erected the golden gate of the palace, set up an image of Nirsimha, Kal Bhairav and Viswarup at Lakhubai.
What kind of model did he bring to Bhandarkhal?
A pond was dug at Bhandarkhal and filled with water brought from Budanilkantha. He installed an image of Narayan lying in the pond, an exact replica from Budanilkantha temple.
Great job, students. Now we have a few more paragraphs to read. Let's read them and get the idea in the paragraphs.
I want to read this, sir. Pratap Malla was a vastly learned king and a poet. He could compose poems in Sanskrit, Nepal Bhasa, Nepali, Bengali and Hindi. He also knew Arabic, Roman and English scripts. Because of his excellent poems, he conferred on himself the title of Kabindra.
So, what is the paragraph about? What information is given here?
This paragraph talks about his knowledge about many languages and interest in writing poems.
Yes, here we know that he knew seven languages: Sanskrit, Nepal Bhasa, Nepali, Bengali, Hindi, Arabic, Roman and English.
Wow! And he named himself as Kabindra, which means king of poets.
Exactly. And in his time, there were great scholars like Lambakarna Bhatta, Nirsimha Thakur and Jamana Guruvaju in his palace.
Pratap Malla had five sons, Bhupendra, Chakrabartendra, Nripendra, Mahipatendra and Parthibendra. He wanted his sons to have experience in the administration of the country for 1 year in turn. But unfortunately, his second son, Chakrabartendra Malla, died the next day he took over the administration of the country.
Yes, so both the king and queen were greatly grieved at his death. To console the grieving queen, he made a huge pond in front of the present Trichandra College. The pond is known as Rani Pokhari.
How did Pratap Malla die, sir?
Well, Pratap Malla had a sudden death while he was watching the religious dance of Harishiddhi. The last paragraph is the conclusion of the whole text, which is about how he brought changes in Nepal during his rule. Roshan, could you read this?
Okay, sir. During his reign for 33 years, 1641 AD to 1674 AD, Nepal made remarkable progress in each and every field. There was peace and prosperity at home and no threats from outside. Trade with India and China made Nepal prosperous. Art and literature flourished. Kings of Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and other neighboring kingdoms did not dare to invade Kantipur.
Yes. See, he had made remarkable progress in many fields in Nepal. What are they, Nayana?
For peace in the country, trade with neighbors, literature, and security in his kingdom.
Yes, you all have done so well. So, dear students, so far we have learned about reading of Pratap Malla. Well done all for the excellent participation. Now, we have come to the end of this lesson. Please go through the exercises as your homework. We'll do the exercises in our next lesson.
Okay, thank you, sir.
हस्त श्रोताबिन आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिन्छौँ. नमस्ते.